Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for February 11th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 18, verses 9 through 15 from the CEV. While they were eating, he stood near them under the trees, and they asked, "Where is your wife Sarah?" "She is right there in the tent," Abraham answered. One of the guests was the Lord, and he said, "I'll come back about this time next year, and when I do, Sarah will already have a son." Sarah was behind Abraham, listening at the entrance to the tent. Abraham and Sarah were very old, and Sarah was well past the age for having children. So she laughed and said to herself, "Now that I am worn out and my husband is old, will I really know such happiness?" The Lord asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Does she doubt that she can have a child in her old age? I am the Lord. There is nothing too difficult for me. I'll come back next year at the time I promised, and Sarah will already have a son." Sarah was so frightened that she lied and said, "I didn't laugh." "Yes, you did," he answered. Genesis gets a lot of mileage out of Abraham and Sarah having a baby in their old age. And by Genesis 18, this theme in the story isn't new. What is new is hearing Sarah's response. It's also new that God has taken human form and is right there interacting. This short story gives a much more personal view of Abraham and Sarah's experience. Abraham and Sarah have been holding on to this promise of a great nation to come from them for 40 years now. They haven't exactly been patient. They've tried to take matters into their own hands through Hagar and Ishmael. They are coming to the end of their hope, clearly beyond what they think is possible for having a baby. The strangers show up and start asking about Sarah, which is odd. How would they know Sarah's name? Why are they inquiring about her? It's not clear when Abraham and Sarah realize that these visitors are divine, but they certainly have Sarah's attention, albeit eavesdropping attention, when they say she'll have a baby in the next year. She laughs, right out loud, and that gives her away. Sarah's laugh isn't one of mirth. It's not that she thinks this is humorous. It's a bitter laugh, a laugh of disbelief. It's derisive. Will I really know such happiness? Sarah is laughing, but she feels like she's the butt of the joke. Sarah is beyond controlling her feelings, laughing out loud while listening in on somebody else's conversation. Laughing in God's face is a dangerous business, but maybe not for the reasons we would assume. God hears Sarah and confronts both Abraham and Sarah. Abraham has nothing to say, but Sarah tries to deny her laughter. God doesn't fly into a rage or take back the promise or even denounce Sarah for lying. God simply states the truth. The promise will come true, and you laughed. You laughed out of bitterness and doubt and hurt, but the promise will come true. Laughing at God comes with consequences. Not the wrathful destruction that we think such blasphemous laughter should warrant, but the consequence that hope might come to fruition and doubt might find itself faced with realization. Sarah may be, quote, worn out, but she'll find herself giving birth and caring for a child in the near future. Be careful what you wish for, because it might come true. This is a story about what it means to trust God. 40 years on, Abraham and Sarah must have doubted that they heard God accurately about the whole having kids thing. We must not have listened well enough. We must not have been faithful enough. God can't work this out now. These must have been some of the things they were at least holding in their minds, if not saying out loud to each other. Perhaps we're not that different. When God has spoken to us, when we think we know where we're headed and what the objectives are, maybe we are willing to entertain our doubts of God's ability or our faithfulness. Perhaps we need the reminder that God states with an exclamation to Abraham and Sarah, "I am the Lord. There is nothing too difficult for me." Some questions for today. What promises of God are you basing your life on? Are there things or directions that God has called you to that you wonder if they will work out? Are you willing to take responsibility for your doubt or disillusionment directly with God? What is God's response to this?